Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
What's up?
All right. We got, well, Fabian, want to say what we're having on tonight?
Yeah, we got Danny Roberge at Big Bird Studios, man.
Yep, he's going to be calling in soon. And,
be cool.
You know, he created a lot of cool shit. I mean, I used Echo Box when it first came out. You know what I mean? Way back. And it really did work. It worked. It shit works, okay?
Right.
But I don't have an Android phone now, and the other app's just for Android right now, the new one, so I didn't get it yet because I have an iPhone.
Oh, he hasn't put it out for the iOS
yet? Not yet, I don't think. Maybe now, hopefully soon he'll get it out. But I still have Echo Box, though. You know that? I still have it on my phone. Still? Mm-hmm. So how are you guys? How was your week?
Weird.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah. It was so weird.
A couple days just, you know, disappeared. Absolutely freaking disappeared.
Yeah, where'd they go?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you wake up, I'm drinking coffee, and, you know, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, and then next thing you know, it's like 7 o'clock at night, and I don't remember what the fuck I did all day.
No, dude, I'm telling you, time's speeding up. It is, because 1 minute, like, you're busy doing something, and next minute it's 4 hours later. But then again, I got ADHD, and that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I'll just be quiet now.
Time keeps on slipping.
Right, into the future.
Right on.
And it's true, though. I don't know. How do you feel about that, babe? Do you feel like time is speeding up a little bit?
Something's tripping out, man. I don't know. It does feel weird. I know one thing. Time is fucking winning every time I look in the mirror.
Shit, yeah, me too. Same thing. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, I get the same way. I'm like, wait a minute, how did this happen? And then But then when I think about it, just with everything going on in the world, it just seems off. Everything seems off. Nothing seems normal. Like
Right. Nothing.
Not the atmosphere, not the weather. Not, everything seems to be, like, you know, everybody warned everybody of everything for so long, and no one listened, and all of a sudden it all happened at one time. Like the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, now that it's all happening, nobody's paying attention to it.
In slow motion. Tornadoes in California. You get it? And you remember the movie, right, babe? Remember the tornadoes in California? The hurricane? It happened. Okay,
yeah, I
slow
do,
motion.
Actually.
All right. Yep. And then it's happening, and we're getting earthquakes now. You know what I mean? And then last
Mother
week,
Nature's week, tripping she's, yeah. hard.
She's
man,
had, enough.
Really
had enough. Had enough.
Yeah.
She's had enough.
She's tripping hard.
If somebody was picking at you forever, then you go, you know what I mean? Think about
yep.
it. Let's just take the drill. Remember, the earth is alive. It grows everything for us. It is a living being. So
this
it grows our trees. It grows everything. I mean, it feeds, it nurtures, and we're digging holes constantly and fucking draining the oil. I consider the oil in the earth like blood.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
It keeps it running and you're draining it. And so what happens if they drain too much blood of a human? They're going to fucking freak and spaz and die, right, eventually?
Yeah, well, you collapse the veins and all sorts of bad shit will fucking happen afterwards.
Right.
Okay. Hey, you said that I had a physical today.
How'd it go?
For my three-month checkup. My blood sugar's still a little high, but other than that, it seems like I'm all right. My spine ended up being the problem where I'm having a little bit of numbness and shit. Where I've been sitting in a truck for fucking decades.
Yep.
So it's fucked up my back a little, but she said it's normal. She said it's just getting old, sitting down all the time. She said, but she said about the blood sugar, they may be looking.
Hold on, guys. We got somebody on the line.
Ozempic. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
Danny,
don't
that
say
you?
That.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Matt. I apologize.
What were you singing? I'm lost. Hi.
The Ozempic commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
yeah, they butcher a Supertramp song.
Oh, yes, wait, I don't know that one yet.
That's
I mean,
sure.
Is that is it on TV? That's why I don't
know. No, it's all over the radio. They do it all over the radio. They do it on WMMR.
Not on my end, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I've heard that commercial. I've heard them on.
You got the
I've heard them. I have heard them on Preston and Steve talk about Ozempic.
I haven't. I listened to.
I'm getting tired of messing the
oh, well.
Old songs up. I agree, man. I'm getting.
Anyway,
leave our generation alone, man.
Yep, Danny, how you doing tonight? I'm glad you're.
I'm good. Out. How y'all doing?
Hey, Danny. Pretty good, brother. Good talk to you.
Yeah, it is. Good. Tell us more about. What about your new app? Tell us about. Well, never mind. We already know what you do. We kind of made an announcement about that, and I know you anyway. And how's Florida?
Nice.
How is it out there?
Can't beat
you
it.
You liking it?
Can't beat it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It doesn't snow. I hate snow.
I know.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm sitting underneath a palm tree right now. I'm sitting underneath a palm tree petting a cat. Yeah.
Are you? Is it really that warm? Wow. No shit.
Yes. 70.
Wow. No kidding. You really like it?
Yeah.
It's not crazy?
Florida's awesome, man. I love going there. It's my money maker.
Yeah, you're through all the time.
I used to go to Orlando.
Yeah.
Fabian is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe going there in a couple of days. Who knows? Good to talk to you, Danny.
Do you want to ask any questions? Oh, happy anniversary from Penhurst, Danny.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had that thing going on, yeah.
Dude, that was fun that night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, like, the whole, aside from forgetting my toothbrush, the whole thing was a blast. Yeah.
I know. Oh, my God. No, it really was.
I forgot my toothbrush, and there was nowhere to get one, and nobody would bring me to get one, and I was so screwed. I tried using my finger, and that doesn't work. So
no.
I had to sneak in front of a bunch of people. Yeah, had fuzzy teeth. It wasn't fun. But Penhurst was fun.
Yeah. Nobody knew where to go. Everybody like goes to Penhurst and doesn't go past Penhurst. You get it? If you would have known, we could have found you a toothbrush, because down the street, it's all a bunch of cool places. I'm past Penhurst in Spring City. Yeah. There's all kinds of places.
Well, I was afraid to ask anybody. I was afraid to ask anybody to take me because I had bad breath.
Oh, God. If you could just ask me and Dawn, we wouldn't have cared.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So,
top
question from me, I guess.
Yeah.
What or who inspired you to create these ITC apps that you've put out? I mean, what event happened in your life?
Well, believe it or not, I mean, I've always been close to the paranormal, and then I was always curious about EVPs, especially. EVPs really intrigued me. Like, for example, I've been listening to a lot of old Art Bell shows, Coast to Coast AM, and Dark Matter and stuff like that, and I've been hearing these old shows where they were doing EVPs back in like the 90s or whatever, before spirit boxes and everything else, and they were getting some really, really insane stuff, and so that, you know, back then kind of piqued my interest, but I tried to just use a tape recorder, a little mini tape recorder. Fast forward a few years, fast forward a good bunch of years, maybe 10 years, and I, of all things to have inspired me, it was actually paranormal TV shows in a roundabout kind of way, because I had injured I tore my meniscus in my right knee, so I was laid up in bed. I couldn't work. Yeah, I couldn't work. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. So I just laid there in bed, watched TV. And one of the things that they had on all the time was like Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures and all those, you know, Ghost Hunters International, all those. So I would just sit there and watch. This is before streaming. Before streaming, it was just like whatever was on like Discovery Channel or whatever. And they were using these like radio, broken radio things, and voices were coming out of it, and I was really intrigued by, I was very skeptical, but I was really intrigued by the technology. So this is right when Android really first came out with, like, the first couple of versions of Android, like Ice Cream Sandwich or something like that. This is, like, way,
yeah.
way back.
Oh, God, yeah.
And,
yeah, I remember Lollipop and Ice Cream. Yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah, this is way, way, way back. And I looked at my phone, and I thought to myself, well, gee, there's got to be an app that's like a Spirit Box app or something. And I opened up Google Play, and I searched it, and there was nothing. The only paranormal
yeah.
app that existed was Spud Pickles Ghost Radar. That was it. There was
oh
nothing
my, oh,
else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I
yep.
remember
oh
that.
So
I
sat there. I figured how to do it. Like, I tried to figure out how to do it because I was already writing apps. I was
oh
already
God.
Writing apps for another piece of software, you know. And they were like music expansion packs. So I tried to use that, what I knew, very little bit that I knew, on how to make this simple app that had one button that made white noise. And
yep.
I got it done. I got it done. I put it up on the App Store for 99 cents, and it started selling. 99 cents. People were buying
yep.
it and everything, and I was completely surprised,
yep.
you know. So that's
yeah.
that's
right.
how it started right there.
And it got popular. I mean, like, it's like, and yours is great. I mean, EchoVox.
Oh,
let me tell you. Yeah, I use that. So I still have it on my phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and EchoVox
came
like,
about.
Still with me.
EchoVox came about like a year or so after
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Yep. I probably had your first app. So that was the one probably one for 99 cents.
Yeah, you might have been Spirit Box.
Yep, I guarantee. Oh
yeah,
yeah, yeah I did. Oh my God, no
yeah.
fuck! I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was
too.
You. Oh my God.
I still yeah. have it. I've still got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I've got.
Yep. Oh my God. Jesus. So then when it started working for you, isn't that trippy though? Like when you hear your name or you get it like the first time. What was it like for you hearing your name the first time?
Everything, honestly, everything, not even just my name, just the accumulation
uh-huh.
of the hundreds and hundreds of things that I've heard. I don't know what to make
oh,
of it.
I know.
I mean,
oh
I don't
God,
even have an emotion. Yeah, I don't
oh
really
God.
Have an emotion for it because it's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on one way or the other. I don't know. I brought two clips
right.
with me tonight, and
yeah,
they're two
yeah,
of my
know,
favorites.
We have them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah
they're two
them.
Of my
Which
favorites.
Which one do you want to play? You want to play one? Which one do you want to play?
You want to cue it up
we
first?
We can play one, but
Danny, let us know.
We can
about
play
it.
One, but I'll talk
yeah.
about it first. I'll
yeah,
talk about
okay.
it a little bit first to intro
you
it.
Do that.
Yeah, so,
okay.
I'm looking at Electrocution and Hurt and Scared right now, and I think there's one more, isn't there? Oh, no, there's...
No, there should be two.
Oh, just two. Okay, there it is.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all we sent, Miss Whitty.
Yep, okay. So
okay, well, the electrocute one. Electrocute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, like they're saying. Been 10 years since I went to Pennhurst and recorded all this
right.
crazy stuff. And
shit,
there's hours worth of recording. So much stuff that
mm-hmm.
it's just tons of stuff. And this one clip, though, is odd, stands out from everything else because when you listen to EchoVox, there's a rhythm and a tempo
yes,
that
yes,
the syllables,
yes,
the sounds
yes.
come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you'll get accustomed
mm-hmm.
to that as you listen to it. And you can obviously you can change
yep.
that to fast or slow or whatever, but there's a tempo. And
mm-hmm.
And your words work, they either ride on top of it or they fall in between the tempo. They and the words
exactly.
can be completely out of the tempo. You know what I mean? They can be out of
right.
time.
Right. I know exactly what you mean. They sneak it. Yeah. So you got the one that rolls and then you got another one that comes in. I get it completely because
right.
the same thing
right.
happens on a box. On
now,
a Frank's
on this
box.
Capture, on this one, what happens
yeah.
is You'll hear a bunch of the tempo going, and then all of a sudden it gets
yes.
quiet. And it's just
uh-huh.
silence for, I don't know, maybe 3 seconds or something like that. And then
right.
the voice comes in and says three perfect syllables, not even
oh.
in the same tempo that it was playing in. And everybody in that room, their hair, everybody's hair stood up on end.
Go ahead
and play that one.
Okay, I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
There you go.
Whose office is this?
The first question I ask is, whose office is this? And it says Pennhurst, really clear, too. I forgot to point
that
out.
That.
Yeah,
no, can
very
I do it
clear.
Again so we can hear
Pennhurst.
One more time?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Let me do it again. Let me do it. I heard it, but I want to play it again.
Yeah,
all right.
That's pretty cool, man.
Whose office is this? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, extremely.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Holy Danny, that was a fucking extremely clear. That's a totally clear Pennhurst.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
That was clear as day.
And they're saying a bunch of other shit in there, too. You hear them?
Yeah, they say bad man a lot.
Sobbing. Yeah.
They like to say bad man, hurt, a lot of sad stuff.
Yeah.
And then, and I say, how did he hurt you? Just a little office in the Mayflower building.
Okay, you were in the Mayflower, that's what I thought. Yeah, upstairs.
In the tiniest little room.
Not the basement. Yep. Yep.
I feel like we were on the second floor.
Yep. I think you were, and I was downstairs, I think.
It could have been.
Walking around with Dawn, running the Frank's bus.
you know Melissa June Daniels?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Melissa June, she was there that night. She's around on Facebook a lot. She was standing in the hallway
while that
had gone on. And she had never heard Echovox before. She had no idea what the hell was going on. And she said she was shitting her pants.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, my God. Yeah, Pennhurst was very intense, you know. It really was.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I went down the basement, when we went back into the, you know, where all the weirdo rooms were, the weirdo rooms by the tunnels and whatever, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's downright, that is creepy. But you were upstairs as active, too. I remember, you know, being up there and just having all this stuff. I mean, I was in the same building with you. I was just probably – I was with you sometimes when you were there, and then I was running the bus somewhere else in the basement. I was in the basement.
Yeah.
But that's one – well, I'm gonna just play that clip one more time all the way through, okay?
Sure,
because after you hear the
Pennhurst,
I just want to hear her again. Look at
electrocute is groovy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Whose office is this?
Ooh, I think they said look at me.
Is it a bad man? That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did
he hurt you? Yeah. How did he hurt you?
Yeah, man.
Ah,
that's intense right there.
I love that.
There's also a clear,
I said, did he
hurt you? And there's a very clear yes. The female says yes.
I heard that.
Everything gets a response in that.
And also, I heard in there, look at me. In the background on that. Like look at me. Like you're supposed to turn around and see them.
That's
you know?
Yeah, that's,
man.
Oh, my God.
And that's like 30 seconds out of a couple hours.
Dude, I know.
I mean,
get this. You know, the reviewing it is like, how long does it take you to review a 2-hour Echo Box or whatever box, whatever clip? How long it takes you forever?
I didn't review it.
Through layers of shit. Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
You didn't?
No, I didn't review it. Beth Lunsford reviewed it for me.
Oh, that's good. Had somebody else.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it by myself.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. I have, like, I don't know what they're talking. Are they talking? You run it, like, now, like, during this time, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let you introduce your next one with the Hurt and Scared. I think I remember these.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that, right?
This was a big deal. This was a really big deal. This one is even older than that one we just heard. This one's, like, probably about 12 years old. And this is from Echo Box, like, first generation. And
had it.
So I was staying with a friend of mine in his house, and it was a two-story this is in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a two-story house with an attic that was finished into an apartment. And the attic was real creepy, and nobody had lived up in the attic since the 1940s. Real spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And now to get up into this apartment, though, you had to go on these sketchy stairs. They were really sketchy.
Oh, no.
And they had a corner at the end of them, and they were really, like, I've been up
You're
there with a buzz a couple times.
Yeah.
Coming down those stairs was kind of hard sometimes. Yeah. So I was at the bottom of the stairs about to go out and have a cigarette on the porch. And I got this weird vibe from the door to the attic. It was just the weirdest vibe. So I said, all right, I'm just going to go get my phone, and I'm going to do an Echo Box right now. So I ran a real quick session. I put the phone right inside the doorway there. I didn't even go up the stairs. I just put it right by the doorway. And
Smart,
I still had
actually.
That vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I asked a few questions, and then I turned it off, and I put the phone in my pocket, and I had my cigarette and whatever. I forgot all about it for a while. I think it was the next day I went to review it. I was listening to it once.
Wow.
I wasn't sure. I didn't really hear much. I listened to it again. I didn't really hear much. I listened to it another time while my friend Jeff was talking to me, of all things, and something shot out into my attention. I really got it. And
see,
I was like,
what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Right. But
the crazy thing is that
I'm a musician, so I've had lots of experience with backwards audio, like backwards music.
I know. Me too.
Yeah, and recording stuff.
Yes.
And.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Different kinds of. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So
what happened
all of a sudden, I'm waiting to tell you. All of a sudden, I heard something, and I noticed it was backwards. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how the hell is something backwards in this? How is that possible? So what we're going to listen to is the reversed, and it plays a couple times.
Yes.
It slows down, and it gets cleaned up a little bit. But I really didn't have to do much because it's completely Class A, a complete Class A
now
voice. There's no question about
you
it.
You can feel it. And you know what's I do that with the box. With the box, I know when things are backwards also, and I reverse it exactly. So let me play this up straight up.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, I heard that.
Yep.
I heard that.
Oh, shit.
Are you here, Al? Why are you here?
Wow, they're saying a lot.
Can we help you?
Can we help you? Yeah, can we help you?
I heard that.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Awesome.
Dude, that was very good. You got it. You knew what it was backwards, too, right?
Yeah.
You know, one time I was running the Frank's box, right? And I heard the name William sounded weird, so I decided to reverse it, but it didn't sound right. It was the same thing backwards. Did you ever run into that?
Yeah.
Having the
word
sound
like it's kind of hard when it's that.
It.
when it's super clear, it's kind of hard because it's only going to be one right one way because it's like class A or whatever. There's no room for interpretation.
Oh my God.
You know, the guy says hurt and scared, and you can hear his New England accent, you know.
I know.
So that one kind of weirds me out because I'm thinking to myself, not only are we talking about communicating with things that are in another dimension of some sort, but they're also in another time dimension. It brings up a lot of questions about time because obviously whoever left that impression on the tape was traveling in the opposite direction of time than I was.
Somehow. Exactly. And I get you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I understand what you're talking about. It's like, where are they? We're talking to them. Where are they? For you, do you get that they're right here when you talk to, like, your guides or whatever? Do they tell you they're right here? But we can't see
them.
No,
I'm not really into that kind of stuff. I don't know where they are.
Okay, well, they're there. But like I don't know where they are either. That's what I mean. When they say right here, is it dimensions? Is it? You get it? Like you're talking about.
This
guy was in a time, like a time traveling type of thingy. You get it? Where in his time was his time and it was rolling into, you know, like overlapping into our time? I guess you could put it.
Right.
So, I mean, isn't it something else, though, to be able to talk to them?
Time's more folded up like a ribbon, you know what I mean? And things touch and intersect, going in opposite directions, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like your frequencies, dimensions, everything. Like, I mean, we don't know. We don't know jack shit.
No, that's right. That's definitely true.
But it is like it's your – because when I know when I talk to, like, Walter or William, I'm talking to him in real time. All right? Get it? But, like, if somebody else floats in or whatever and then they start talking, then I got to pick up – like, if you're investigating or something, somebody else walks in, they're coming from whatever angle they're coming from. You know, like, it's totally different. And, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, we can't really see them once in a while. What, you catch a little glimpse or something, you know?
Yeah.
But when you hear them, you know it's something because everything is, all right, look what Tesla, think of frequencies and vibrations. That both Einstein and Nikola Tesla said the same thing, energy and vibrations, right? So this must come in on whatever that is, whatever frequency and time frame or whatever space and time and you know what I mean? I don't really get, I still can't figure out how come going into space goes backwards in time. Like, you know what I mean?
Let me give you one that's even weirder that has to do with time, but not in the same way that we're talking about it. Right? I did this.
Right.
The apartment that I lived in a few years ago, it was like the last apartment I lived in Manchester, was really active and was really haunted and had a really bad stuff in it. Really, really bad stuff in it.
Yeah,
and the people that lived in the people that lived in the next, it was a duplex, and the people that lived on the other side were heroin addicts that were abusing their child.
Oh, no.
So there was a lot of negativity coming from over there screaming and yelling and the cops coming and just everything.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of crazy things would happen. Poltergeist activity would happen in this apartment. Wine bottles getting thrown off the top of the refrigerator, phantom knocks at the door, something tapping on the window.
Oh, my God,
I heard the scuttle of claws on the floor, something scurrying away from me. Sounded like a dog, but there was no dog in the house. Weird shit. So I wanted to know what was going on, but at the time I was into this new kind of recording that I was doing where I used a Zoom handheld recorder that I had that had this great
set
of condenser mics on it.
Yeah,
and I would put another mic in front of that one and chain them together. So the first mic would have the gain all the way up, just cranked, so it had a huge noise floor. That would feed into the second recorder, not the microphone, but to the next recorder. and I would turn up the recording level all the way, max.
Oh, yeah.
So that had tons of noise. So it's kind of like, you know, that Michael Keaton movie, White Noise. It was kind of like that kind of white noise.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And and I just let it record. I put it over in the corner. I let it record, and I left. I left the house for a couple hours.
Perfect.
I came back, and the thing had been recording the entire time that I left. I had trail cams on in the house. I had all kinds of stuff going, meters, Mel meter. You know, I rigged the place up. I wanted to know what was going on.
Right.
So
I'm
checking everything out, and I'm not seeing really any evidence of anything occurring while I was gone. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and get stoned and review this audio, you know, just relax a little bit.
There's
a lot of audio here. Right. So I'm just going to just relax, you know, and just get into it. I know I got 2 hours worth of it. So I'm listening to this stuff, and all of a sudden I hear something weird. I don't know how to describe it, except I just hear something weird that doesn't make sense in the recording. And then I notice it happens again. And then I notice it happens again. And then I realize that noise is getting more intense, and it's happening at exactly every 2 minutes in the recording.
Wow, what the fuck?
I'm talking about on the dot, 2 minutes, you can predict it. I could fast forward 2 minutes ahead and get to it. So I'm going to tell you right now, this is the only file I've ever deleted or destroyed because it freaked me out. And I never wanted to hear it again.
Whoa.
And I never played it for anybody or anything. This is how bad this was.
What was?
Well,
then
the noise starts to morph. And as every 2 minutes goes by, the noise starts to sound like a breath. Like,
creepy breath. I get you. All right.
Yeah.
Then after about, this has probably gone on for about 10 or 15 minutes of this thing building up. Then it finally starts to go, getting louder to the fucking microphone. And then it goes, suck my balls.
Oh my God,
are you serious?
Fuck that.
Are you serious?
It said, suck my balls and stop. That was it. It said it like it was up, like way up on the thing,
like
too, like scary
ghost.
Shit.
How would you like to suck my balls, Mr. Garrison?
That's what
but the weird thing is, too, though, the weird thing is that's exactly something I would say when I'm pissed off.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Like,
oh,
that's
oh,
a phrase that
oh.
I would use when I'm pissed off. So that's even more weird.
Oh, my God.
Different level of intelligence.
Different level of intelligence and real spooky, man.
Yeah.
Real spooky. You put those sounds together with the fact that I heard claws scraping on the floor.
That's a little fucking crazy. That's crazy.
My impression for that would be that something was there, very intelligent, and trying to draw on your own energy memory. So that it could freak you out purposefully by using your own words against you, basically.
Mimicry.
Right.
Well, it
was mimicking. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, mimicry.
Yeah, unless it was a comedy ghost repeating you.
Smart ass. Fucking
no.
Like, you know that your little experiment was paying dividends and by mimicking you, yeah.
Yeah, and I recommend it to anybody that wants to... I deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kept the file for a couple days, and it was sitting on my desktop, and I was like, you know what? I'm never going to listen to that again. And I don't think anybody would believe it if I played it for them. So, you know, I got rid of it.
Yeah, but no. We know. I mean, like, we know.
We know. Everyone here knows.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Yeah,
we don't have to prove shit to anybody. We know.
Right.
We know.
No.
And
you know,
I
don't know what made me think
started.
Of this. I don't know what made me think of this, but I got a weird, freaky ghost story real quick.
Oh, go ahead, tell it.
Oh, please.
A couple.
Tell us.
You know when you go to the dollar store and they have the Halloween
yes.
decorations right there, and they have like
yeah.
They have like plastic, big plastic picture that you can hang up of like a graveyard or something for a decoration.
Yeah.
You ever seen
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I've got a few of those little holographic type ones.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
This year.
Yeah, this is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
I'm talking about one of the ones that's mm-hmm. like poster size, maybe a little bit bigger than poster
right.
size, like a tapestry size thing. And
yeah,
I went
yeah.
to Dollar Tree or whatever, and I got. Yeah,
yep.
yeah. I went to Dollar
yeah,
Tree and I got
exactly.
a bunch of Halloween stuff, and I decorated the house. And it was a mm-hmm. house that I a new house that I'd lived in. It was the house I lived in before the one I live in now. And
right.
I'd never had a Halloween there before, and a couple of really freaky, scary things had happened in this house, although I wouldn't call it haunted, but some really weird shit happened in that house, like phantom voices and stuff. So, but anyway,
oh, yeah.
I hung up this graveyard picture in the living room, on the living room wall behind the couch, put it up, and there
mm-hmm.
we go, walked away, didn't think anything of it. My girlfriend at the time, she comes home and she looks at it. She's like, all this decorations. She's like, oh, cool, Halloween decorations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Later that night,
yeah.
we hear weird sounds coming from the living room. Just weird sounds.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
And the dog is laying down sleeping. The cats are accounted for. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Oh
over
God.
the next 3 days or so, all this weird stuff, I couldn't even start to get into it. All this weird stuff started to happen around the house, just things breaking, weird voices, tapping on
really?
Things, just weird. The animals didn't want to go in the living room.
Oh,
right.
I took the poster down and I threw it away and it all stopped.
Dollar store. Oh my God! No, but
that's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, either
you
that or
ghost
or,
away.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. Well, wait,
right. Yeah.
That or whoever was there didn't like that up there.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe they
yeah.
didn't want to admit they were dead.
Yeah, that's a good.
Get it or something?
Very.
Maybe they didn't. Yeah, maybe they didn't want to see a tombstone. They didn't want to. Yeah, that
yeah.
could be. And maybe they could have still came from the dollar store, but I mean, like, you know,
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Well, it's a photo.
That's
it's still a photo. It was still a photograph of real graves. It really was a photograph
yeah.
of real graves.
Oh,
it wasn't like
it
a
was.
Drawing or anything.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a picture of a cemetery.
Okay.
You
oh,
could see
God.
The cemetery
okay,
gate
gotcha.
And some graves, and it was a spooky picture.
That must have been it. That must have been it then. Whoever didn't like it. Yeah.
Somebody didn't, but
I
people
bet
in the
you.
House, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've been laying, like, we were laying in bed one night in that apartment, and all of a sudden, both of us were just laying there awake. You know, like you're both laying there awake, and you haven't fallen
yep.
asleep yet, but
yep.
you're not talking anymore or anything.
Yep.
The day's done.
Yep.
And all,
yeah.
all
yep.
of a sudden, we heard a woman say, help.
Oh, fuck.
Right in front of us,
oh
right between
God.
Our heads, right, like,
oh
like as if
God.
She was hovering over the bed, as if she was hovering
oh
over
God,
the bed.
No.
Help!
No,
yeah,
not one
so
of
that
those.
Was the same house. That could have been the
oh
same ghost.
God.
I don't know.
Oh my God, it might have been. Oh yeah,
yeah,
it could have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could have been a woman that didn't
yeah.
want to admit she didn't want to leave. She didn't want to die. She didn't want to see a cemetery. She wanted to yell help.
Yeah,
you get it. Like,
yeah.
Oh my, but
yeah.
you heard her. That's crazy. When
yeah.
you hear something,
yeah.
like I know I've heard, that happened at, you know, Dawn, of course you know Dawn. Dawn and me were at Selma with the girl named Jen, and it was just the three of us. And I heard William Howe say, I'm here, right? And nobody else heard it. We had all recorders running. And I literally, just EVP-wise, I heard it with my ear. And I told them, and then I went into the next room. And I'm like, where are you? I'm looking to figure out where it came from. And right, they were sitting on the floor at Selma. And between them, they heard it loud and clear. He went, I'm here. And their hair blew back. And Dawn
oh,
slid up the wall. Dawn slid up the wall and went, okay, that's the best. Like,
that was her Memorex. That was her Memorex moment, cousin.
Right.
Is it real or is it Memorex?
Well, you remember the commercial with the hair blowing
yes,
back.
That's what it was like. They both had their hair blow back. And all three recorders picked it up, but my dumbass didn't hear it this time.
Yeah. It was because it was intended for them.
That's crazy. I know. That's crazy. But those things, when you put it together, though, they're kind of, you know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, it makes sense. You know what I mean, right? Did you ever put things? It's like a puzzle, Danny. Right?
Yeah, I mean, the first place I stayed at when I got to Florida years ago was a house where the lady that owned the house was actually murdered in her bedroom. She was strangled with an electrical cord. And I lived with her son in that house. And and me and my ex, we were laying in bed out in my room. And my room was actually the garage that converted into a bedroom for me. And
that works. Yep.
We were laying there. We were laying the same thing, both laying there about to fall asleep, but not really sleepy yet. And both of us heard a loud, horrible, blood-curdling scream of a woman. Like,
oh, fuck no. Oh, no. It's
horrible.
All right.
Yep. It was one of the most awful things I've ever heard. But it sounded very strange. It sounded like it came from somewhere else. It
muffled.
Sounded like hollow.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
It sounded hollow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It had fuzzy edges. Right. And it sounds like it's there, but it's inside an atmosphere that's in there. It doesn't, you know what I mean,
your
right?
Head.
Like it's separate.
I felt like it was a complete dimensional direct voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
Danny, you just described the screaming lady at Fort Mifflin. The first time I heard her, okay, it was like a blood-curdling scream, like somebody being murdered. And everybody, I remember Katie Brown, she's walked across the ground. She was in mid-walk and her legs up in the air with her arms. She's like, what the fuck? She stopped dead in her tracks. And then we had to go and look. There was 35 people there. We want to make sure nobody was hurt. So we had to get everybody. Yeah, it was freaky. But I know what you're talking about. It sounds like it's there, but it's not like in the, you know what I'm not, it's in the atmosphere.
It's like, was that in my head? Did I just hear that in my head, or did I really hear it? You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
If she wasn't sitting next to me, I think I was just going crazy, but she heard it too.
Oh, see, that makes all the difference, especially when you hear and see things together, you know?
Right.
But that, you know how, like, it's kind of like it's there, but it's not there. Like, add fuzz to your guitar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that people put the vocals behind the fuzz sometimes when they're jamming or whatever. You know, they're running. It's kind of like on that lane of frequency. When it comes in, it just kind of penetrates the air, and you kind of you can hear it. You know, and that's crazy. You heard it right there.
Yeah,
in the
sound.
Do you think it was the mom? Do you think it was the mom?
Right. I don't know.
Remember? I
don't know, because when I told the son about what had happened, very reluctantly, he coaxed it out of me.
Yeah.
When I told him, he said, "Oh, she didn't scream," like fooling himself, because she was strangled. I think he has an image in his mind of how it happened or whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, she could have easily screamed, you know.
She could have screamed and ran and got caught. You get what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And
right.
You could scream while you're struggling, too.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, it might have very well been, which is really freaky. I wonder if it happened at the same time. That would be even more curious. Like, if it took place at the same time.
I left out an important detail. Her daughter, the guy I was staying with, sister, was the one that discovered her. And the story is that she came to check on her mom because she hadn't been able to get a hold of her, and they were supposed to do some.
Right.
So she came over to the house, and she went in, and she found her mother on the floor and screamed.
It might have been that psychological imprint of a daughter screaming when she discovered her mom's body.
You don't have to be dead.
Yeah.
You don't have to be dead to haunt something. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, right. And we've talked about that a little bit on the show before, too.
Oh, yes,
too,
we have at length, yeah.
About how a traumatic experience from somebody alive still can leave an imprint somewhere.
I've been leaving imprints everywhere.
Absolutely.
Traumatized.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, and I would have to, you know, use women as an example. Any woman who's gone through a violent attack will
mm-hmm.
leave an imprint in that location, no matter where she's, you know, if she could travel to another country and still be alive, but the imprint of that event is still in that location, and everybody will experience it from that point on.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe.
It depends.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. But you know what? You know
maybe.
What? That brought me up to another thing. Me and Frank were talking about this before you passed, about living people. While they're asleep, are they able to communicate? Listen, this is through the box. Because me and Dawn were at her house, and Mikey was really mad because we wouldn't let him come to Dawn's house for the weekend, and because me and Dawn wanted to be by ourselves and do some girl time. You get it? And so
right.
we were over there, and we're running the Frank's box, and we got it on. And all of a sudden, we hear, well, we got Walter talking, so we talk him talking, and then we hear Mikey come through and go, Dawn, Mom, and we just stopped dead. We're like, what the fuck? I'm like, who is that? And you hear Walter go, Mikey, go back to sleep. And he goes, but Mom, Dawn. And I was like, we're here. Mikey, go back to bed. And when we heard that, we discussed it with Frank because it was freaky. Mikey was home asleep. And his voice
yeah.
was
weird.
Coming through the fucking box. But maybe we
yeah.
could do that, do you think?
I
wonder.
Yeah, that has.
I wonder.
That kind of personal.
Well, I don't think it's personal. I'm saying, listen to me. Not about the personal level. What if we as humans are asleep and, you know, we don't really fully understand our dreams and all that crap. You know what I mean? You know, if we can go somewhere else or whatever, you know. And so maybe while we're asleep, we could communicate in other places that you get it. Like, you ever have a dream about somebody and they had a dream about you, too? Or something, you know what I mean? Something weird like that? Like
hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
Like that.
I got to ask Danny something before we run out of time. Hey,
okay.
Danny, can you tell us a little bit about Spirit Talk?
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, Spirit Talk?
I've actually got that. It's pretty good. I like it.
I have gotten some amazing results using that little app. It's almost like I have that other one, Ultravox, and it's Spirit Talk is almost like Ultravox Lite. And I wanted Spirit Talk to be like really, really simple and straightforward with like just enough features, you know, just enough features to make
it
robust. Right.
It's awesome.
And,
right.
And you know, the second bank on it is Portuguese. So
the whole reason I made the app. Portuguese.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
The whole reason I made the app initially was because I have a lot of customers and users in Brazil, and they're into Echovox down there. And I wanted to give them something. I couldn't really make room for in Echovox a Portuguese bank. But I was like, I'll just make another app and, you know, put it in there. So that was basically the idea for that. But it also runs on a completely different backbone than any of my other apps do. So that one and Ultravox basically is like a whole new audio engine, the way it scans and the way it picks the random sounds from a sound file.
I think it's really cool.
You do? You like that?
Well,
okay.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
What did you get?
No, I'm sorry, Danny. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Danny, with the results you get on that, is the full the sentence is still coming out and all, right? Like normal? Like, you know, when they start rambling?
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
on my Facebook page, there's that one that's Spirit Talk, and I say, if you guys go to my Facebook page, you'll see, I know we're all friends on there already. It's pinned to the top, and I say, what's it like where you are?
I know.
And it says, it's beautiful. And it's so perfect.
Uh-huh.
It's so clear. It's
yes.
beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, you tagged me in that. Yeah, that was awesome, man.
That is beautiful,
yeah.
actually.
That seems to be a theme, though, too, because I think Lisa said that she's got that message from somebody else on her spirit, on her
thanks
box.
Walter told me. I asked him how it was
well,
over
good
there
news.
Where he was. He said it's beautiful. He said it's beautiful, yeah. And that's what he said.
The interface
words, so.
Is really
yep.
great on it. The interface is kind of, it just self-explains. It's very
okay.
easy to
yeah.
figure out. Very simple to figure out. Echo Box is techie, but this is more simplistic. It gives you a better layout, better understanding of what you need to do to get what you're trying to achieve.
Oh,
I had to get past the language barrier, too.
Yeah.
I had a language barrier, so I kept it real simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
With language being everything that it is now, I mean, your apps are going out worldwide. What would be your thought on using AI to help create another
ITC? Oh, I'm scared of that.
ITC
no.
Wait till the
no,
ghosts and spirits.
No, hell no.
Wait,
no, no,
wait,
no, no, no.
Wait till the ghosts and spirits to start to use AI.
To make an app.
Yeah, that would no.
Yeah, could you use AI to help program an app to translate into another language?
Absolutely.
While it's getting
You could.
Yeah, yep. Like Google Translate, even. I mean, you know what I mean? Like the Google Translate thing or something with that?
Yeah.
Or something like an AI. But, yeah, but still,
or, I mean, I think AI.
These days.
I think AI would be really cool to, like, choose sounds, like to pick random sounds instead of a random algorithm to have AI actually pick and choose from a library. That would be kind of neat.
Yep. Yeah, that would be different. Imagine what it would come out with. I mean, that would be good to try, but can you imagine when the spirits do learn how to run AI? All of a sudden people would be expecting one thing, and in the middle of it, it'll be like, we're here. You know,
so that would be the next big thing for Mr. Danny Robege. To go out and grab one of those 3-foot-tall Barbie doll thingies and turn that into a walking, talking. Have you not seen the 3-foot-tall Barbie dolls?
No.
Okay.
No.
They were around back in the 90s. So, yeah.
I remember those,
Turn that into an actual walking, talking, robotic AI spirit box.
Oh, my God. No. God, no. Please.
That'd be boo bitch.
No. That'd be a little too Kardashian. No, a little too Kardashian.
Yeah, like the Portuguese would say, merda louca.
Yeah, pretty much.
Crazy shit.
All right, Yeah, no. I mean, but. Everybody should know that when you use, like, Danny, your stuff, I mean, I always loved everything that you made. Okay, so, and it really does fucking work. That's the point.
Right.
It does work. You're getting results. You're getting it. Like, I get in Frank's box, and if I don't pay attention to the little signs, they throw things. Okay, because that means it's important. They got to tell me something. Like,
that's something that I talked to Jill Danny. I got to tell him something. Danny actually helped me out with an AI app. I was actually starting to wonder what the efficacy of it was. And Danny had actually reached out to me and pointed out that there's a lot of flaws and room for flaws in that app. And I actually had to rethink everything I was doing. And Danny, I just wanted to personally thank you for that because it ended up being AI horseshit. Just like you had
said. Yeah.
It was
I remember
crap.
That.
It was garbage.
You're
welcome. Garbage.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Sometimes
there's room for
manipulation, even with the one David was asking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You build. I know you do the apps. Do you build actual physical hardware as well?
You know,
like
I have a few years ago, but I haven't. In a long time, I actually made something called a whisper board.
Well,
nobody's ever heard of it.
Yes, I did. Of course, I did.
Since they've decided to put Furbies back in the stores,
Oh god!
You could always buy a Furby and redo the programming to fit one of your apps.
Oh
along with the sensors that the Furby already contains.
Right.
And there you go.
Look, he's
an updated.
Next thing you know, we'll have the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. There we go. Yep.
I could deal with him a lot more than I could deal with Grimer, because I eat enough of my own food.
Oh, you mean Slimer?
Slimer, Grimer, whatever you want to call him.
Slimer.
Slimer.
Slimer is cool.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Grimer's a Pokemon. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know any game, so I don't know who. I would think Grimer meant somebody was dirty.
Danny, I've got a question.
Well,
I've got a question.
Just a walking trash bag, basically.
Go ahead.
One more question for Danny. What do you think? Have you ever seen this whole thing about Random Nautica, and where they kind of do the Random Nautica where they use the GPS and they go to the location by going to the random location, and they do spirit box sessions, they do EVP sessions, et cetera, ad infinitum?
No.
What do you think? Have you ever
heard
of the Random Nautica? Okay, well, there's people going around using, you know what, are you aware of what Random Nautica is?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, it's an app that brings up a random location.
Oh.
And it just points out that there's something of interest in that location. And not that it's paranormal, but it's just like a generalized app that says, well, there's something of interest in that location. People claim they use this app. So I guess that question can't be answered, but I just thought I'd enlighten everybody with that they're using Random Nautica.
I've seen people's videos of doing Random Nautica.
Yeah.
And then they show up at the location and they find creepy abandoned buildings with creepy people hanging out trying to scare them, or
like Mikey,
suitcases out in the middle of nowhere that are full of something that they won't show on camera.
Right.
Well, that could be. I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know if I buy
it. And then they use the.
I'd buy more.
I'd
probably get a random location and run into a crackhead.
And they get some pretty weird shit. But I was just wondering if Danny had known about it. I should have asked him first. So. But I just thought I'd share it then. Okay, David knows what's going on about it.
Yeah, I'm at a loss with that stuff. I think, how's
your name?
Danny, did you get any drums yet? Danny, did you get drums yet?
Random Nautica, it's on iOS and Android.
Danny, did you get drums yet?
No.
Oh, Danny's a great drummer. He's the fucking
man.
You're awesome,
you
Danny.
You play guitar too, right?
I haven't played music in like 2 years.
Oh, you got to get back to it. I did the same thing, Danny, and I'll tell you what, even getting back to it, whatever, you play, grab a guitar, or whatever, it helps. It totally does.
Yeah.
It really helps.
For the musicians that are on here and, you know, the musicians that we know, I mean, you know, Lisa, like she said, she'd been out of it for a while because she wasn't able to.
Well,
and I know she's been able
to. I do said. Children. I was busy, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know you've been a lot happier since you were able to pick your guitar back up and just really spend time with yourself playing again.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
your
thing, man. That's your
career.
I've been doing that for quite a while now. Yeah. For like a long time. I never stopped playing, except for a few years in between. You know what I mean? I would stop, just like you, Danny. The same thing, like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I would go back to it. But it does. It fucking rocks, man. Because I've heard you, so I know.
Oh, I've
heard
his drumming. Yeah. It's really good.
All right.
I love it.
You got a
very
guitar with you or not?
Oh, no,
there's that chick, man. That chick's running
okay.
her mouth.
We have, all right. We have
90 seconds real quick. Anything new coming up on the app side of things?
How
good
about
question.
You give your contact information, your website and stuff?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, both Echovox Classic and Echovox 3 are getting an update in the next like week or so. Nothing major, just the stuff under the hood. And then hopefully I get the Apple Echovox 6 too. And if you want any information, just go to Facebook group Echovox Users. Echovox Users on Facebook. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you, Danny. All right, we're
excellent.
Ending this
Thanks,
show.
Danny.
We got
40-something
seconds left. All right, thank you, Danny. We'll talk to you later, and thank you for coming on. You got to come
y'all.
Back on.
Definitely. Thank you.
Come back on and talk to us.
Yep.
We just
don't
have
really wasn't enough time to get through everything.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
play
so,
us,
do it again.
Us some more EVPs.
Yes, we'll do it
again.
And have a good night. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Later, all right. Brother. Bye.
Right. Bye. See you.
Okay.
That was great, man. Danny's fucking
yes,
awesome.
Yes, it was fantastic.
It really is.
Yep. All right, so we're ending it. We got 16 seconds left. So
everybody, thanks for listening. Live Paranormal, iHeart, Spotify, the whole nine yards.
Apple,
TreyHeinRadio.com.
Right. Bye-bye.
Tune in next Monday night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adios.
I love you.
Yeah.
Bye. All right.